Jane loved history and the performing arts, and when she found herself in this town of under 1,000 people, she had an idea of how the two might be combined for unique production that today draws many here to see it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jane Peck began traveling from the Twin Cities to the small town of Lanesboro, Minnesota several years ago. At first, it was a place just to relax and vacation. Today, it's her home.
In all those years, dating back to 1985, so I've seen a lot of change here. I just looked at this town thinking, if ever there is a set ready for a play, this is it.
Jane loved history and the performing arts and wondered if there was a way to combine the two.
It began with me getting on staff at our local history museum. That really enabled me to learn more about the town and about the history here. Then I went for a small grant for an independent artist project.
Those history productions have grown to include 30 to 40 performers, mostly local, but some professionals from the region. This year's show focused on the year 1948.
It began with a whole scene about many of our community members who are Norwegian, and so many of their connections to Norway during the war.
The scenes move around town with ties to past and present residents.
The next scene was right here where we are sitting outdoors at the cold storage or produce company. It was about a woman who's still alive, approaching 100, who had worked here during the war.
They usually hold multiple performances on a couple of weekends each fall, but have looked at growing their schedule. Grants help offset production costs. It's free to attend.
It's not general. They're specific about individuals from our town who did X, Y, Z in this certain place.
It's a fun way this town has kept history alive in their small town. Traveling the Countryside in Lanesboro, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.